Let's turn now in the scriptures to 1 Thessalonians and chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians 3, in which we are reading verses 1 through 13, the whole chapter. 1 Thessalonians 3, 1 through 13. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you. For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For we now really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account? As we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts without blame and holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. And those are God's words. And so you see in this chapter, because of the persecution of Christians, that Paul stayed in Athens, which was not too far from Thessalonica. And Timothy went to Thessalonica. But Paul, having been more famous, of course, Paul wanted to come, and yet couldn't at that time. And so because of the possibility of any who hear the word of God, we see, even as we think of the parable of the sower, verse 5, we know the tempter, he knew the tempter might come to tempt you to fall into great sin, and therefore that all of Paul and Timothy and Silvanus's labors and preaching and teaching among you would have seemed in vain. So you see what a possibility for all of us in our hearing of God's word, that it is possible in our hearing that we can be tempted and that what we heard was to us in vain. Or goes in one ear and out the other, or it comes in and we think upon it and dwell upon it, and then because of temptation we do exactly the opposite of what we are called to believe and do. As you continue in the passage, we find that Timothy has gone and then also has returned back to Paul in Athens, and they had remained steadfast. The Thessalonians had remained steadfast instead of turning to sin. And here, as we think of ourselves, when we hear as the people of God, a congregation or an individual in the face of many temptations, when they remain steadfast, beloved, we should be comforted and also rejoice with great joy in our God who upholds his people. Not only when it is us who are upheld, but when it's other congregations that we hear about. We see the example through Paul and Timothy here of rejoicing with great joy and God upholding them. Well, his prayer concludes the chapter. And it ought to be our prayer for ourselves and the church of Jesus Christ, from verses 11 to the end. Sounds very much like a benediction. It says, now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts without blame and holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. We should, verse 11, want to be with other Christians, even that we don't see very often. He would direct our way to them. He would also abound us in our love for one another in the church, but also for all people, and to evangelize and tell people the Word of God, the Gospel, and that he may make us holy as Christ is holy, so that we are ready at the coming of Christ when we are or we're gathered in with all the saints in glory forever. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the hope that we have and the comfort we have in what is to come when we will enter into glory. And yet, Father, now we need your help. We need your love and grace and mercy to sanctify, to be sanctified and to cleanse us of our sins, to put to death our sins and to put on righteousness. Father, we need your help in loving our neighbor, and especially loving those in the church that we are often in contact with. Father, we also long to be with your people, and so we ask that you would give us that longing to be with those we don't often get to see, but who are our family and friends in the faith. And that in those times we are able to greatly rejoice. And even as we've thought of, we can think of the many people who get to come and visit us, and what a privilege and a blessing it is when they visit us here, who we've known for a long time. And we think of John, and I won't mention his name, when they visit and they come home. And then also the Dowds when they're able to visit, and others, Father. We pray that we would rejoice when we get to visit them, and we would be enabled to go visit those people and the others and the faith that we know and we've come to love and know. Father, we do also praise you for the gospel, that you have given us your word, you've given us your Son, and for the most part in our lives, it has not fallen upon the rocky soil or the thorny, the soil with the thorns, Father, but has gone upon the good soil. And in this we praise you and give you praise for the Spirit's work in our lives. And we pray that the word that we hear this evening and the word we continue to hear for many years to come, if that is your will, Father, we ask that you would not have that preaching or teaching be in vain, but that it would find the good soil of our hearts, and you would do your great work of salvation in us. Father, we do pray for our congregation. We're thankful that the examinations we had to endure are over, especially for some who are anxious about that, and we know anxious without actually having or needing to be anxious. We did not need to be at all. And yet, Father, we struggle. We pray that we would in the future not be nervous about such things, but be ready to give an account for the hope that is within us always. We're thankful, though, that the examination seemed to go well. We ask that you would be with the committee as they write up their report and send it to the presbytery. And we ask that you would give wisdom to the presbytery in how to handle us and what to do. We pray for a positive outcome. And we know it will be in your and according to your will, because you work all things together for our good. Father, we're thankful for the other churches that we will be joining, but also the church who is like us in Columbia, the Free Church of Scotland, continuing church there, who is seeking to join just as we are seeking to join the RPCNA. We ask that you would be with them in their process. The same thing we pray for them, that you would give them a positive result and exactly what they desire, and even greater as they seek to join. I believe they've already been examined, so we pray that you would be with their committee and the presbytery as they seek to bring that church into the denomination as well. I pray that you would bring about a pastor for them. I know they're quite small. They're like about our size as well. We pray that you would provide a pastor, a minister to preach and teach the gospel there. We're thankful for the ruling elder they have. And yet we know that for many, many years they've been without a pastor. So what a great blessing that would be if you could provide one for them soon. And that the our presbytery, the Midwest Presbytery, would work with them and encourage them in bringing them one soon. Father, we are thankful for the rest of the presbytery that you have provided pastors, and what is very rare, every single church among that presbytery that we will join, and we're thankful for that. So we ask that you would bring about great fruit from the labors of those men. Father, we do again pray for our church. And grow us, Father. We need more people to be sustained financially. And we ask that you would give us more people, not so much for that, although we know that is necessary. But we ask for the ability to minister to more people and fellowship with more and be able to serve more of your church and more of your people. We ask that more would come in that don't know you, but that they would believe the gospel for the first time, and that we'll get to rejoice with the angels, with you, and their salvation. Father, that is what we long for. We know that the fields are white for harvest, and so we pray that you would bring about laborers to bring about that harvest and to bring it in. And use us, Father. We pray and all these things in Jesus' name. And so we ask that you would hear us and answer according to your will. Amen.